Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We are back for another episode of your favourite podcast. It's a little bit presumptuous of me to say it's your favourite podcast. It probably is your favourite podcast, isn't it?
We're just being optimistic.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And we are, we should tell people where we are, Rachel. Where are we?
We're
right
sat
now?
In a bus shelter.
We are, yes. It's very glamorous, the world in which we live.
And I should stress, this is not because we're running away from the office.
No. It is a bus shelter that's outside our office, though.
It is. It's just sheltered from the wind.
It is. And you will be able to hear in the background that they are currently trimming the hedges around BEF HQ. So if you hear that going on in the background, that's why. So let's talk about this week's episode. And as we always like to do, we like to have a bit of a theme. What is our theme for this week, Rachel?
Today our theme is volunteering.
Fabulous, because such a vital part of our sport. Now, volunteering, obviously, you'll find that in all sports. We haven't got a monopoly on this, but it's particularly pronounced in our sport. So talk to us a bit about that.
So volunteering really is what keeps our sport running, essentially. Without people giving up their time, we would not be able to do what we do. So it ranges from a wide, you know, I was going to say ranges from a wide range of things.
That's fair enough. It does. Say range twice, that's okay.
But yes, so, you know, you can look at it from various aspects. So you've got the volunteers who lead the ponies in RDA lessons, or give up their time to be a coach in RDA, even. You've got the people who steward at competitions. You've got people who sit in the judges box and write scores at your local one-day event. You've got the crossing guards at badminton and Burley who make sure people are not getting mown over by passing horses. You've got the people at dressage competitions who collect the scores and take them to the score tents. There's a huge range of opportunities in there for people to volunteer.
There is, and I know, obviously, we don't have a monopoly over volunteers in this sport, but it is so pronounced, I think, in our sport. As someone who wasn't involved in it until sort of 9 months ago, I think you notice it far more in equestrian sport than perhaps in others. And it is absolutely vital as well, because bluntly, if those people were insisting on being paid, our sport wouldn't happen. We are depending on those volunteers.
Exactly. And, you know, there are a number of different schemes in there to help encourage volunteering. You know, for instance, we've talked about the RDA and the fact that if you're a volunteer, you can train to become an RDA coach for free if you are a volunteer. But one of the schemes that's running to try and get young people volunteering is the Young Equestrian Leaders Award, otherwise known as YELLA.
YELLA, yeah.
And it's something that the Pony Club do. And to find out a little bit more about the award and how it's helping young people get into volunteering and what they are getting out of it in return, I went to speak to Marcus, who is the CEO of the Pony Club, and Zoe from the development team.
And that's obviously Marcus Cappell, isn't it, at the Pony Club?
Yes.
I mean, chief exec of the Pony Club. Let's give him his full name, Marcus Cappell.
I'm just being casual.
Yes, no, well, you know him as Marcus. Let's call him Marcus Cappell. Anyway, here's the interview.
Okay, so volunteering. Why should people do it?
Fantastic opportunities to meet a whole different range of people that you might not come across otherwise. Satisfaction of enjoying doing a job. Different experiences.
It builds on the skills that you want for later in life by trying different things. You might get more organised because you take on a different volunteer role than you've ever done before, which then builds your CV ready for when you're looking at college applications, university applications, or even job applications. One of the reasons I started with horses is because I volunteered.
And I suppose as well, it's quite a good way to get a taste of what an organisation could offer. You know, so if you're interested in dressage, for instance, you could go and volunteer at your local British dressage
shows. You can do the same with multiple different organisations. So you can do British Eventing, Mountie Games Association, Pony Club, because you can look at it from both a sports element. We have a variety of different sports that you can do within Pony Club, but you can also get involved at riding centres. And help kids learn to ride, help adults learn to ride, whilst also looking after the horses.
And of course getting some personal satisfaction out of it as well.
Definitely, and it is the skills, it's not just with the horses, so you could end up commentating, you could end up doing scoring, you know, using your maths, developing that side there, and actually, you know, doing reports. running blogs, all of those sorts of things, doing social media for organisations, all of those. There's so many different aspects you can do. There's a whole range of skills you can tap into that you might not have thought. It's not just about a horse in a field or a horse on an event. So.
And so explain to me a little bit about Yella then. How does Yella tie in with the volunteering and how can people get involved?
So it's a real structured pathway. So it's a way for young, particularly equestrian leaders to develop. So they come in on their volunteer role and they're actually given a structure to follow through, which can lead you through, and you've got the support there, you've got the support materials, and you can come in at a bronze level and you can do your, I think it's 20 hours.
20 hours volunteering.
So that will get you an access into an area, supported access, and then you can actually work your way through. So there's a clear progression up through the volunteering opportunities that you've got there, but it will open also doors because there's a structure that's involved with member bodies that can actually say, yeah, we understand what this means, you're coming to us on a recognised pathway, we know where we can develop you, we know how we can use you, and it just gives it a more formalised structure so you can really see, and it's recognised much wider than just one organisation.
So could you, for instance, start with the RDA and do some of your hours there and then do some of your hours with another organisation, or do you just stick with the one?
No, you can do as many as you want, and actually once you get on to silver and gold, we encourage you to try different member bodies, different organisations, different roles, so that you gain a breadth and depth of knowledge and skills to support you to develop in volunteering. It doesn't matter whether you come in and you start lead rein and doing the lead rein lessons at a centre, because the next week you could actually be out at a British eventing event and helping steward. You could also be in fence judging. You could be sitting there dressage writing at a BD event. It doesn't matter where you start, it's where you want to end up.
And how can people get involved with it?
So if you want to get involved with Young Equestrian Leaders Award, you can register on the website. The application form's there. Anybody can join via the website. It tells you what processes are and the syllabus for each of the levels. So you've got the bronze syllabus, the gold syllabus and the silver syllabus all available there. You can progress through the three. Once you're registered, you talk to your local centre, branch, group or member body. Find out what's going on. That can be local or national. And then you can start volunteering with them straight away. So as soon as you've registered, your volunteering hours count.
And do you, so everyone starts with the bronze and then once you've completed your bronze, you then can go on to the silver and the gold.
Yes.
You don't just sort of jump
straight through a progression. So start at 20 hours, it gets you going, gets you used to doing it, gets you out trying different things, and then you can progress and do more, and more hours are required for silver and gold. Plus, once you start going through silver and gold, the reflective questions are a bit more detailed. So it's looking at you, yourself, what you've developed by volunteering, identifying why you think other people don't volunteer, and then also what you've gained from the experience. By the time you get to gold, you're also working independently on your own independent project. So that could be, for instance, one we had was what makes a really good RDA pony. It's identifying the skills, the qualities and the behaviours that that RDA pony needs to be able to complete its job. Or we've got a candidate downstairs who's trying to achieve her goal. She's been working with British Riding Clubs about how they can engage more younger members in developing their activities. She created a survey, gathered their thoughts, presented it to her riding club, and now they're putting a plan together of what they're going to do to make it work for everybody, not just who they already have.
So it's a real opportunity to create some change within the organisation as well as just sort of turning up.
Yes. It gives you the chance to try something different, but also you can see the results of what you've done.
And how long does it take for someone to complete, we'll say that we'll start with the bronze award, is there a sort of set time frame or do people do the hours when they can?
You can do the hours when you can. We say a minimum of 8 weeks to complete bronze, purely because that shows that you are reliable. You turn up all the time, you have developed that loyalty to the organisation that you're volunteering with. We've got some students who are doing it at Bishop Burton's College and they started in September. They've already completed their silver, they're going to the second year of their course and they're aiming for gold. So they've done that within 6 months.
Yeah, And from the organisation's point of view, we're getting these highly motivated, keen volunteers that want to learn everything, want to learn how to do a job, do it properly. They'll bring their own ideas as well, and maybe where things have been done a certain way forever just because they've been done, you get a fresh perspective that comes in, and we respect that and say, actually, yeah, let's do it this way, let's try something. So it's refreshing for any organisation that takes on a yeller motivated person, because they're coming with this backup, with this structure, but with all the right reasons they're getting involved.
And are you finding that they're carrying on the volunteering once they've completed the awards?
Yes. So we had 6 candidates presented their gold award at the British Dressage Nationals, and all of them had volunteered through different member bodies and plan to carry on doing that because they've started, they really enjoy it, they've met a load of new friends, it's become a habit of a lifetime. So hopefully they'll continue, and now that they've seen the British Dressage Nationals, that's their aim for next year, to be dressage writing at the British Dressage Nationals.
That's it. They get the taste in there, but then that's what we all get from any sort of volunteering. We feel good because we're doing a good job, but it actually is getting us involved in something we might have a passion about. It might be something that we don't have any experience of. We just like being part of it and part of something as exciting as the Nationals like that. But even on a lower level, on a basic level, being part of that and those contacts and friends that you make through volunteering, it's brilliant.
So that was Marcus and Zoe, but we've got more interviews to come because you went to the British Dressage Nationals as well.
I did. So obviously I went there to watch some dressage.
Obviously.
But one of the other things that were happening there was they were having an awards presentation for 6 candidates who had achieved their Yellow Gold Award, which is a massive achievement. It's something like 60 hours of volunteering. So that's giving up a significant chunk of your time. And I know Zoe talked about it a lot more in her interview. But they had, so obviously these 6 candidates who were there to get their awards. We had Julie Payne and Georgia Wilson from Team GBR there to present them with their awards. And afterwards, I caught up with Sophie, who was one of the candidates receiving an award, to find out a bit about why she got involved with Yella and what she got out of it. So that's now recording. So Sophie, tell me a little bit about why you got involved in the Yella scheme.
I kind of got involved in it because it was nice to be putting my time into something that I was doing anyway and getting something out of it, because I was spending like maybe 2 times a week at horses, so it was nice to be able to show something that I'd been doing since I was 8.
And what did you actually do? What volunteering were you doing?
So I did a lot of yard work. So I helped out in the lessons with my instructor, and I did a lot of mucking out. And I was more hands-on on the yard, so I was more like a groom. So I did a lot of tacking up and taking the horses in for lessons and taking them out, rather than the more hands-on sidewalking.
So this was with the RDA you were doing it as well?
Yeah, I did that as well with the RDA. And it was so nice to do it with the RDA because you could see the kids progressing. So you'd start them with their school year, so they go in maybe in August, and then by May they'd be like completely different kids coming in, and it'd be so nice.
And what, other than obviously that sort of self-satisfaction of watching them progress, but what else do you feel you got out of it?
I got a lot more confidence through it. I got like a lot more confident in myself, and I'd be able to go off and do things on my own rather than having to ask my instructor like all 30 things I had to do that day. I'd just be like, okay, now I've finished this, so I'll go start this, rather than waiting to be told what to do. So I've got like a stronger initiative and like a lot more confidence in myself and knowing what I can do.
And do you think you're going to continue with the volunteering now you've got your award?
I think so, yeah, because I love the RDA and I miss my stable so much because I've gone off to uni. So I'm not seeing the horses so much, so I'm really excited to get back into it.
They're still going, aren't they? They're still going with that hedge trimming.
They are.
I did think at some point they might just give up and have their lunch break halfway through this podcast, but sadly not. Okay, so that was Sophie. Really interesting interview with her about why people... I suppose people get into volunteering for loads of different reasons, don't they? Some people, or my instinct is most people, get involved in volunteering in our sport just because they love our sport.
They do. Well, yeah. I mean, I have to say, I this year was a first time volunteer.
Oh, really?
So I went and went to volunteer at my local one day event.
Okay.
So I sat in the show jumping scoring box with Judge, writing down scores all day. And I actually had a really, really, really good time.
Wow.
It was really good fun. And I signed up to do the next event, which unfortunately was rained off.
Okay.
Still a little bit annoyed about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a little bit addictive
because you
have a great time. You learn more about the sport that you are helping, you know, by volunteering at, and you get a lot out of it, and not just the free bottle of wine that they gave me as a thank you.
They gave you wine.
They gave me wine.
I say.
Ulterior motives.
No. Good for you. Good for you for doing some volunteering. Excellent stuff. So what else do we need to wrap up? Well, we need to talk about, our top riders, because we're recording this on Monday, and we've had some great news over the weekend, particularly for our eventers.
We've had some excellent news. So for long-time listeners of the podcast, you may have heard me going on and on about the fact that Piggy French was closing in on a world record.
Yeah, no, I do remember you saying that, yeah.
For the most international wins in a season. And drum roll, please.
Yeah.
She's only gone and done it.
Only gone and done it.
Oh, yes. So she won two classes at Osberton this weekend. So she's now got 14 international wins this season, breaking the record set by Michael Jung, who had 13.
Wow, what a fabulous year. I mean, we've said this before, Piggy French is just having this amazing year. And there you go. She's set a world record, 14 wins in a year.
And it gets even better.
Go on.
Because they've just announced the latest FEI eventing world rankings. Piggy's gone up to number 2.
Brilliant.
From number 3.
But who's number 1?
Who's number 1, I hear you say?
Yeah, that's me.
Number 1 is only our own Oliver Townend.
Only Oliver Townend. We're 1 and 2 in the world.
We are 1 and 2.
Goodness me. It has been a very good weekend. I hope you've enjoyed what you've been doing over the weekend. I hope those hedge trimmers are enjoying what they're doing. Things are being particularly loud throughout this podcast. Is there anything we need to add other than me getting all needy and desperate for people's 5-star reviews?
I'm not going to do it.
Please give us 5 stars. And recommend us to your friends. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Brilliant. Well done.
Bye.